Well, this Friday is the grand opening of the Frank Art Gallery's new location in University Place. They're hosting a reception from 6 to 8 p.m. Come by and check it out. They've got two spaces at University Place. There's the new gallery moved from Franklin Street. They've also got a community space also in the mall just down the hallway. It's now featuring art from students in the Chapel Hill Carborough City School District. It's part of the PTA's annual Reflections Art Competition. That art is going to be available. And there's going to be a reception on Friday night as well. So really, really exciting evening for the Frank Art Gallery and for just the Chapel Hill art scene in general. We are joined here in the studio by a couple of folks from Frank. We've got the gallery manager, Natalie Knox, and we have Naris Levy, who is an artist. She's in charge of outreach. She runs the Karen Youth Program at the Frank Art Gallery. Natalie, Naris, thank you both so much for being here in the studio today.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Aaron, and we're now family up the road from WCHL,
right.
So this is our back door.
Everyone is coming together at the mall now.
I think so. Everybody, so there are a lot of spaces, everybody, so come and rent at the mall.
So tell us about the new space, the move's kind of been ongoing for the last couple of months now, and it's pretty much done. So Natalie, how did it go?
Yeah, you know, it went pretty smooth. We've had a great run on Franklin Street for the last 8 years, and we are really excited to be in this new gallery space. Tyndall left a few months ago, and with the leaving of Tyndall, this beautiful, new, bright, new gallery space opened up, and we jumped on the opportunity to be in the gallery, and we are up and ready, and we are open. Mm-hmm. We were open on January 30th, and like Aaron said, our grand reopening is on Friday from 6 to 9, and it's a beautiful space, and we'd love everybody to come and see it. Everything looks nice and bright, hanging. All pottery is displayed, ready to go.
What are the big changes? Did you try to make significant changes or try to keep it as much the same as you could?
You know, we tried to keep it the same. We have some fresh new art in the gallery, and the space is just a lot different looking than our Franklin Street location. It is more conducive for a gallery space because it was a gallery space. So it's just a different layout. We have a little shop within our gallery where we're able to display more small goods. We have a lot of pottery, we have a lot of jewelry, so that's kind of a new thing in our gallery, as well as what you've seen before from us with all the paintings on the wall and pottery displayed.
Parking is more ample as well.
Parking is much easier, yes.
Which also makes it easier for outreach programs as well. So
yes,
turning
that's
over to Naris
right.
Levy for that.
You know, we had a very small outreach section before, and we have a very big community really needing outreach. So for the first time now, we will have a bigger community space with which to serve outreach. And the show right now just is so wonderful. It's the work of many, many children from the Carborough Chapel Hill City Schools, from, you know, the elementary section up till the high school level. And the standard of work is really, really fantastic. And we've had so many people from the schools and just drop-ins walk in and be astonished at seeing, A, the size of the gallery, B, to see the work of the students. So we are hoping that this tradition now of showing in the Frank Outreach Gallery in the mall will continue.
Awesome. Speaking with Naris Levy, you just heard her, Natalie Knox as well. FrankIsArt.com is the website if you want to go there and find out more about the new space, the art, the community space, the outreach programs, and everything else. FrankIsArt.com. Tell us about the reception. It's going to be on Friday night. What's it going to entail?
Yeah, Friday night from 6 to 9. We know how to throw a party. So Frank, come and party with Frank and all of the artists of Frank. We're having the band Red Nucleus come and perform.
Nice.
Light refreshments will be served, and it's going to be a great time.
Yes, I think a lot of people have been waiting for this for a long time, even when we were painting the pedestals and painting the walls. They came in because I think they expected that because we'd moved from one place that we would be ready to go just by moving. Mm-hmm. And, you know, getting everything ready has been the work of all the member artists getting the walls painted and getting everything working. Everybody has pitched in and washed floors, painted walls, and brought in new work. A lot of the things are stunning and worth buying and everybody should come with their credit cards.
It's definitely been an endeavor, but it's been well worth it. Yeah. It looks beautiful.
Yeah. And tell us, for people who don't know, because Frank is not just a standard art gallery. It's a community space as well.
Yes, it's a community space. We are an art gallery with a difference. Mm-hmm. We are a 501c3 registered as a nonprofit. So we're a gallery with the gallery is the tip of the iceberg, a very big tip. But underneath that are many, many relationships built over the last 8 years with a community, which we still have. Our partners are on our website, and you would be surprised who are partners. And we look forward to partnering with many, many more people now we have this bigger space in the Outreach Gallery. So there are two galleries right now with the name of Frank on in University Place, and they will both be open this Friday at 6 o'clock. So come on down and leave time to see both the spaces.
And check out the website as well. Frankisart.com is the website. Go there and find out more. Anything else that people need to know about Frank, the reception, the ongoing shows, upcoming events, anything like that?
You know, we are actually open.
Yes.
Right now. So we are open 10 to 6 Tuesday through Thursday, and then Friday and Saturday we're open 11 to 7. So even though we're having our reopening ceremony on Friday, we are currently open for business.
And also, not to forget our wonderful gala on April the 14th, which is Off the Wall, which is a chance for everybody in our community to come get a ticket and get wonderful art and support Frank Gallery. So Off the Wall, you can go on the website again, frankisart.com, and pick up a ticket maybe if you come on Friday, or get at least the information. And we are there. We are a community gallery. We are there for our community, and we look forward to full support in our new space. I want to put a shout out to Phil Shostak, who designed the space. He just had knee surgery, and we're hoping that he will turn up on Friday to the opening. He designed the space for Jane Tindall, and as you know, we all know he designed Deepak, and we're privileged to be in his space.
Frankisart.com is the website. Go there and find out more. Naris Levy, Natalie Knox, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks so much for having us.